We're going to turn for a few moments to another matter because it was the big hit of the first lockdown, and last night one of the stars of Normal People, Paul Mescal, was named Best Leading Actor at the British Academy Television Awards, or BAFTAs. In his acceptance speech, the Kildare actor said the adaptation of Sally Rooney's novel had changed his life. He also paid tribute to others involved in the production, including his co-star Daisy Edgar-Jones.
Paul Mescal.
Okay, I fully was not expecting to be here, so I have no clue what I'm going to say. I want to thank everyone at Hulu and the BBC. I want to thank everyone at Element. I want to thank Lenny and Hetty. Lenny, thank you for trusting me with this. Lara Beach, you're the best agent out there. I want to thank the cast. I want to dedicate this to Daisy, who is the best scene partner and one of the best people I know. I'm probably forgetting people and I'm incredibly nervous. So my mum and dad at home, I love you. So thank you. I don't know what else to say.
Paul Mescal speaking last night. Suzanne Keane is RTE's digital editor for entertainment. She was watching the awards. She joins us now on the line. Suzanne, we'll come back to Paul Mescal in a moment. Will you talk to us first of all about the overall awards? Because there were some people in attendance.
Oh, there was. And it was, it's great to see, you know, live award ceremonies kind of back on the telly now. Now, it was a small show, a small audience. Some people might have said the atmosphere was lacking, but I think it was just great to see people in attendance at an event. And it's kind of, you know, especially with cinema opening up today and everything, it was great to see kind of the movie industry getting, you know, back to some sort of normality there. And so we can celebrate, you know, these great TV programs and movies that are, have been available for us to watch over the past year while we have been indoors.
Talk to us then about Paul Mescal. He was quite emotional there.
Oh, he was. And I have to say, I was absolutely thrilled for him to pick up the award last night. I mean, it's been a long time coming for him. Like, it was April last year when Normal People first aired. It's had 5 million streams on the player since then. He's been nominated for an Emmy Award, a Critics' Choice Award, a host of awards. And it felt like last night, finally, he was, you know, he was getting the award that he deserved, and it was kind of a representation for the show in general. You know, this was, yes, here's your award, this is what you've deserved.
The competition in his category as well. I mean, he said himself, he spoke himself at one stage last night about how keen that competition was, and it genuinely was.
It sure was. And I mean, he's only 25, and this was the biggest, you know, this was our first big introduction to him. And since he's made Normal People, like, he's gone on, he's making a movie with Olivia Colman, which has been directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal. He's sang with Dermot Kennedy. You know, there's lots of things in the pipeline for Paul Mescal. So while this is our first introduction to him and he's won such a big award at 25 years of age, I think there's plenty of things for him to come down the line.
Who were the other big winners last night?
So there was Michaela Cole. She, I haven't seen the series, but it's called I May Destroy You. And that was on, it's a BBC programme. It's also, it's around kind of consent. And by all accounts, it's a very powerful drama. And she wrote, direct and starred in the series. So she was the big, big winner on the night. Also, the public vote award was won by Diversity, and they had a dance troupe, an English dance troupe, and they put on at the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent, they did a Black Lives Movement kind of a tribute, and that was very powerful. So they also won last night.
Going back just finally to Normal People, I gather that it's still being watched by a considerable number of people every week on the RTE player. It hasn't gone away.
No, it sure is. It's been watched between, there's between 10,000 and 15,000 streams on the RTE player every week. It's still available for people to watch. And it's just been a phenomenon. Like, as I said, over 5 million streams already on the RTE player. And that's in Ireland. That's only, you know, it's only people in Ireland who can watch it on the RTE player. In England, it's had over 60 million streams on the BBC iPlayer. So, I mean, it's become this international hit, and it's amazing to see the success it's had on both sides of the Atlantic.
Suzanne, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Suzanne Keane there, who's RTE's digital editor for entertainment.